ESPN Media is your home for DeSoto Eagles High School football. Friday, August 26th, the Eagles, ranked number 3 in the state of Texas among 5A teams by Dave Campbell's Texas Football, kick off the 2011 season by hosting the Leander Lions. Pregame starts at 7:15. The kickoff is at 7:30. J.C. Kimmy, Rock Fisher, and Dwayne Gordon bring you all of the action. Listen live at deependmedia.net. 2011 DeSoto Eagles High School football live on Deep End Media.
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, NeighborWorks America, and the Ad Council.
This heavyweight bout is about to begin. What's the champ wearing? Looks like an examination gown. And from the back... Ooh, that's not pretty. Champ, what's with the getup?
I've got to take care of my family, so I'm getting those important medical screens.
The fight is over. Champ, you look pretty healthy out there tonight.
But I'm still getting those tests. For a list of tests you need, go to AHRQ.gov. And remember, real men wear gowns.
Go to AHRQ.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council.
It's the real sports talk champion.
RF Sports Show.
RF Sports Show.
People say I don't like LeBron. I think LeBron's a great player. I think he's really a great player. But I think there's something about him. It's just something that is just missing from his game. It's like he can do everything, but just can't do enough. Career-wise, Melo's averaging 24.8 points a game. LeBron's averaging 27.7. But you know, this year, they're about even. But Melo's averaging 25. LeBron's averaging 26. Career-wise, they're rebounding.
Talking the hottest sports topics.
With appearances from the hottest names in sports.
NBA, college basketball, NFL, Major League Baseball. Log on to rfsportsradio.com. RF Sports, powered by...
Ooh, radio.
Streaming live from your home, office, and around the world. Deep in radio. We are Deep End Media, deependmedia.net.
Welcome back to the RF Sports Radio Show. It's been a great show so far. A lot of hot topics, a lot of stuff to talk about. And make sure you tune in this Saturday for Deep End Sports Saturday, where we have a full line of programming from 9 to 11. You're going to hear the breakdown with Johnny Kane and Lowe. And then from 11 to 12, you hear our show for our Saturday show, which is always great. And then from 12 to 2, Icebreaker Radio, where it's a countdown of all the hottest independent music out there. So definitely stay tuned for that every Saturday right here, wherever you listen to us right now, rfsportsradio.com or deependmedia.net. On Saturday from 9 to 2 o'clock, we got you locked in. So while you're cleaning the house, have us turned up on the internet, and you're ready to go. No problem. This Friday, we're going to start our brand new show, Friday Night Football Tailgate, with a huge kickoff with high school football here in DFW for the DeSoto Eagles versus the Leander Lions, and that'll start about 7 o'clock on Friday night. I'm looking forward to that big time.
And Friday, they'll start high school football in Texas. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, big time. High school football in Texas is major.
It's big time.
So no matter where you listen to us at here in the country, you're going to be listening to the number 3 team in the state. A lot of those guys have already been committed to some big time schools. And tune in for that on Friday night. That's going to be awesome.
And, you know, we had a lot of stars come out of DeSoto. Patrick Creighton, Von Miller, just to name a few. You know, but I'm looking forward to Friday night DeSoto game.
It's going to be nice, really, really nice. And let me talk a little bit about this real fast because we do have a fantasy football league we've created. It's a Deep End Sports Fantasy Football League. We're having We're going to give a chance to all of our listeners to join us and play with us on the fantasy football. All you have to do is send us an email to deepinmedia@yahoo.com, deepinmedia@yahoo.com, and you'll be able to join our fantasy football league. We've got about 15 spots available, so send us an email as soon as you can so you can get on and join. And I want to talk about that real quick because we've got two newcomers to the fantasy football world. Royce, your first time playing.
Yeah, it's the closest thing I'm going to get to being an NFL coach. So I'm excited. I think, you know, I'm like everybody else. I think I know everything there is to know about football. Or I could call a play different, or I will put this play in. So it's my chance to play coach.
And, Lo, this will be your first time playing fantasy football as well, too.
That is correct, man. Been watching a lot of stuff about fantasy football. I'm very, very excited. I'm glad I almost joined a league where I had to pay.
Well, that's the next part I'm getting to. No,
okay. Well, it's like, man, it was like $150 a person or something like that. Like,
oh,
wow.
Yeah, it can get expensive. But just try with us first, see how you like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then we'll go from there. Now, I want to let you guys know, because on September 3rd, that Saturday, we start our draft at 10 a.m. All right, September 3rd, Saturday, 10 a.m., all of us will be on the air during the draft, okay? You get a minute and 30 seconds in between selected players to make your pick. All right, so now it's time to start thinking about strategy. Okay, now when you draft your team, and we're using the Yahoo Sports Fantasy Football method, so those familiar with that, you already know. You need a quarterback when you start, okay? When you start your team every Sunday, you have to have a quarterback, three wide receivers, two running backs, a tight end, a kicker, and a defense.
And you just pick the defense.
Well, you can start these players every Sunday, basically.
Right.
But you can pick bench players as well, too. Because you're going to have some players on bye weeks. You might want to play a certain running back against a certain defense, a certain quarterback against a certain defense, or a certain defense against a bad offense.
Can I go get Brett Favre out of retirement?
I'm pretty sure he may be available. He might not be available for other teams, but
right.
He may be available for fantasy.
Right, I may call him up, see if he want to come out of retirement.
So, Lo, do you feel where I'm coming from on this?
Yes, I do, man. I'm trying to pull up the rules right now online.
Well, I got the rules. I got the rules for you.
Well, send them to me, man. Send them to me.
What I want y'all to know is kind of how the scoring and everything is going to work now. This is a running back geared league, okay?
Right.
So the better your running back is, the better your chance is going to be, okay? And also your quarterback is going to have a good chance to get a lot of points too. So when you think about your strategy, think running back and think quarterback.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and name my running back. It's going to be Spurls.
Whoa. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't name your running back. You don't tip your hand. This is fantasy football, kind of like playing poker. You don't want no one to know your hand.
Right.
Because if I was really wanting to beat you really bad, I would draft your running back. Then make you
see,
trade
me. That's all of my strategy. You're going
to play him against him, huh?
You're going to play stroke. Do you really think I'm going to announce my running back live on the air like that?
Well, I did say Brett Favre.
Yeah.
So with passing yards, you get. Go ahead.
Can I get Jamarcus Russell too?
If you can get him to get off the couch,
right,
and put that double cup down,
they need
he
to
might
come
be
up,
all right.
They need to come up with a fantasy football for, I guess, bust
player. Yeah.
that actually did something in the
right.
league, and whoever
okay.
wins that one,
right.
you
okay.
know. So, Jamarcus Russell, what's that other guy from Arizona? He went to USC. What's his name?
Oh, you're talking about Matt Leinart.
Matt Leinart, all
oh,
them
yeah.
guys.
Yeah, that will be funny. We got to develop. We'll work on that. We'll definitely work on that. But just so you guys know, okay, this way this league is going to work, you get every 25 yards your quarterback passes, you get a point.
Okay.
All right, so you want someone to get good passing yards. You get 4 points for a touchdown. You lose a point for an interception. You get 10 every 10 yards they rush, you get a point. every rushing touchdown, you get 6 points.
Okay.
That's why I say the running back is such a key thing.
Okay,
what about? Rushes for 100 yards and two TDs, you're basically going to get 22 points out of that.
Okay, what about your wide receivers? Do they get points for touchdowns?
Wide receivers get, they basically get passing yards, 25 yards per point for passing yards.
Oh, okay.
And the quarterback can get you basically 4 points per touchdown. I'm sorry, take that back. Receivers get 10 yards. Every 10 yards a receiver gets is a point, just like the running back.
Okay.
And every time he scores a touchdown, it's 6 points as well.
And whoever had the most points at the end of the season wins the...
Yeah, this is a points league.
Okay.
All right, so basically you can... You need to win your matchup. You're going to be playing another team every Sunday. All right? You win your matchup, and from there, at the end of the week, we'll see who has the most points.
So what's the prize?
That we need to discuss.
Okay.
I'm open to suggestions.
Okay. I'm a golfer. I could take a free round of golf.
Well, for us, that'd be easy. But right. For the listener, what can we do for the listener?
Yeah, we have to come up with something big. And Matt, in a couple of weeks, we'll announce what the prize will be, give somebody some motivation,
See
what happens.
Now, but I will say this. If you do come in first any particular week you're here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you're more than welcome
to call in and brag.
Well, come into the studio and brag.
Right.
Come in on Saturday and brag.
Yeah,
okay?
You will get bragging rights.
Yes, indeed. You will be able to come into the studio and brag. So join us on our fantasy football. All you got to do is send us an email, deepinmedia@yahoo.com. Join and play against myself, Royce, Lowe, DG, Johnny Kane, the whole Deep End sports staff. You get a chance to kind of play with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for that.
And speaking of quarterbacks, do you know what the coach did today?
Let's talk about that right now. All right. The coach bring in Kerry Collins out of retirement.
Yeah, he's got to be, what, 50, 40?
He's probably close to
He's about Brett Favre's age, am I right?
Yeah, big time.
And do you think that's a good fit?
Well, here's the thing. The fact that they brought him in, you know, as a backup is one thing, but they've had some problems with Curtis Painter. He hasn't really panned out.
Right.
And I think they're really panicking because I don't think Peyton is right. He had the neck surgery over the offseason. He hasn't practiced. He hasn't done anything.
And they say, what, 4 or 5 games before he comes back?
Well, they haven't said anything.
Right.
You know, speculation is 3 to 4, 4 to 5 games. There's even speculation, a rumor I heard today, that he may have to retire. It may be that serious.
Wow. Well, you know, you think of the coach, you think of Peyton Manning. But Kerry Collins has always had a pretty good numbers. You know, if you're going to get somebody to come in and substitute. I mean, what else is there out there right now? If you notice, there are not a lot of choices to choose from.
No, they're not. I mean, but it's panic mode for the Colts.
Right.
Peyton Manning is the most valuable player to any team in the NFL. And without Peyton Manning on the Colts, there isn't anything for the Colts.
Well, I think they feel like they're in a position where we won't start a rookie, you know, because of their division. You know, they got to give themselves a chance. So to bring in somebody with experience like Kerry, I kind of like that choice. Yeah, you got somebody that knows the system, that's played for years. He's a real good, accurate passer. He's won a Super Bowl. And, I mean, what other choice do you have? Brett Favre's still out there. Would you rather have Brett Favre?
That's my other question. If you're the Colts and you want to go out there quarterback thinking that Peyton Manning may not be able to play 3 games, 2 games, 1 game, and you're going to bring a guy to retirement, do you think that they call Brett first before bringing in Kerry Collins?
I don't think they did.
I think they did.
You think they called Brett Favre?
Yeah, I think they did. Right. I think they really did. I mean, if you're going to bring a guy to retirement, what's the difference in bringing in Brett or Kerry Collins?
Well, I bet if you line them up side by side and they race the 40-yard dash, who do you think will win?
That'd be Kerry Collins.
Yeah, so they went with the fastest quarterback, and he's a little bit more mobile than Brett. You know, I don't know if Brett can still do it. I know he's been out for a while. But I don't think many people want to see him come back.
Well, that's probably a good point. But if I'm a Colts fan, I'm thinking, what's happening with Peyton?
Right. Yeah, there's something going on.
I mean, if Peyton doesn't play one game, two games, three games to start this season,
right,
what's going to happen to his team?
You know, he's played like 200-some consecutive games.
Yeah, he's second to Brett Favre as starting streak, and it's going to be all gone. I mean, is this a clear-cut sign that he may not start the season, bringing in Kerry Collins?
I don't think so. I think he'll be back. It'll be hard to keep Peyton off the field, you know, hurt or not. He's just one of those kind of guys that'll play hurt, you know, just give it. Play for the team, you know, you can count it. But I can't see them keeping him off all season, you know, even if he is hurt.
Yeah, that's a big question mark for me. I think it's a panic move. I don't like it because it means that Peyton Manning is more hurt than we thought.
And well, not that. You look at it like this. It gives them the best chance to win.
With Kerry Collins?
With Kerry Collins, right?
No.
I mean, what other choice do you have? Do you go get DeMarcus Russell?
No, you don't do that. But I'm just saying, you know, this is something they could have planned for a long time ago.
Well, who else is out there?
They should have been thinking about this years ago. I mean,
right.
Peyton Manning realistically has, what, we can stretch it to five more years in the league?
But apparently the backup wasn't good enough.
He hadn't shown anything.
So maybe they are in panic mode. Rather than start him, they go out and start Kerry Collins. I think it's a good move, you know, for them because it does give them a chance to win. He knows the system, you know, rather than have a –
No, he doesn't know that system.
Well, we'll see how these rookie quarterbacks do when season starts. This is preseason.
They're not going to be that many rookie quarterbacks.
But I hadn't seen a lot from – you know, even Denver's having trouble – with Tebow.
Well, Tebow is not going
to
start.
And you think he should start.
Of course I do.
Right.
Of course I think he should start, but this is not Tim Tebow. We're talking about Peyton Manning.
Yeah, well.
Okay, we're talking about Mr. Manning, all right?
I think it bothers me.
It really does bother me because I'm a huge Peyton Manning fan, and it really bothers me that they bring in Kerry Collins because that means he's more hurt than we are led on to believe.
Does that hurt your fantasy pick?
It does. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, that's why you're upset. And there's your
fantasy
pick.
Because last year I picked Peyton Manning first round. I took Peyton Manning.
Right, and you know who the number one quarterback was last year?
Go ahead, Aaron Rodgers. I know.
Michael Vick.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers came in second. Yes, it was. Michael Vick came in first last year.
In some leagues. In the league I was in, Rodgers was number one.
Okay.
In the league I was in.
What other choice do you have right now? I mean, I think you're upset because it does hurt your fantasy pick.
Let's talk about Michael Vick, too. Now, you stumbled upon some stuff about Michael Vick and a survey, I guess, was done with some NFL players.
Speaking of Michael Vick, they took a survey of 44 players, and they asked them what they thought about Michael Vick, and they had 100% said that they really do like Michael Vick. They also said if they thought he was judged poorly about what he'd done, and had he been white, he might have perception would have been different, you know, if he had been white. And I kind of agree with that in a way because the culture difference,
True. You
know. A dog fighting in where I grew up was okay. You know, it's just that was just back in the day. You know, you got to remember I'm 60 years old. So, you know, that was the norm, and people kind of accepted it. But like I said, I don't agree with it. But at the same time, and then they also asked the players, would they play with Michael Vick? And 100% said they would. So that does say a lot about him. He has changed his life around. The guy is, you know, going from prison to being the hottest quarterback in the league. Is a big jump. I like to see more guys turn their life around like Michael Vick.
Yeah, and 44 players is a small sampling of the NFL, but I think throughout the NFL, people are really cheering for Michael Vick, and players want to go play there to help him get to that title. And I think if he was, if he wasn't, you know, African American, I think they would look at him totally differently. You know, that's just the way the society is. No indictment against any one particular person.
Right.
Or anything at all, but I think it would be a little bit different.
And he even admitted that was part of his growing up, you know, and that's kind of how he got into it. But the guy, you know, he's really going out for the Humane Society now. He's a spokesman. You know, he's turned his life around. And kudos to Michael Vick. I'd go play with him.
I bet you would.
You know, and he may be on my fantasy pick.
I don't know what you're going to play.
He may be on my fantasy pick.
Right, no doubt about it. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be wrapping up our show with Royce's top 10 list or 10 things that NBA players can be doing during the lockout. You listen live to the RF Sports Radio Show, powered by Deep End Media.
We are Deep End Media, deependmedia.net. Attention, minor league football owners. If you and your team aren't happy with the current league that you're in, then you can
switch.
Let's get it going.
Right now and come to the MPFL. Play with the best teams in the Southwest.
We're taking applications for the 2012 season.
Be part of history as the MPFL enters into their third season. Our rules and regulations are designed only for the betterment of players and teams. Our commissioner and president doesn't own a team. What are you waiting for? Make that. So make the switch and take your team and their talents to the MPFL.
Just don't start counting your Shanklin trophies before you win them.
Now James is going to be sacked. Number 10, John Rodriguez on the cat corner blitz.
Log on to MPFLfootball.net for more details.
Johnny Canes, breaking down sports.
I don't think so. I think, like I said, I think they've got plans on signing Michael Huff. I wouldn't even be surprised if contact has already been made.
That name's not sexy enough.
Well,
Michael,
you're talking about
Huff.
A guy that was, okay, now wait a minute now. You're talking about a guy that was the sixth pick in the draft.
Cutting Edge Talk on Cutting Edge Radio.
This is The Breakdown. Heard Wednesdays right here on Deep End Radio.
Estamos hablando de nuestro mundo de hoy. Ahí tenemos a alguien en la línea.
Hola, soy Laura.
Deep End Media.
www.deependmedia.net.
And we are back live, RF Sports Radio, for our Wednesday show. And you'll be able to listen to this Wednesday show throughout the week right here at deependmedia.net or rfsportsradio.com. Make sure you tune in this Friday for Friday Night Football Tailgate. Our start of that show, a big kickoff with DeSoto Eagles versus Leander Lions, coming to you live from Ben Dow Memorial Stadium. So make sure you tune in for that at 7 o'clock on Friday night, and also following Saturday morning with Deep End Saturday with the Breakdown at 9, our show at 11, and Icebreaker Radio at 12. So make sure you stay tuned for that. I got a tweet from Jamil Hill, analyst for ESPN. She just got through completing her draft, and she picked up a couple of players. I'm taking a few notes.
Okay.
Her first draft, she picked up Josh Freeman for quarterback, Matt Schaub, Jamal Charles for running back. She also picked up Miles Austin, Jason Witten, Sims Walker from Jacksonville, Derek Mason, Percy Harvin, and the New England Patriots defense.
But you got two Cowboys on there.
Yeah. Wow. Miles Austin and Jason Witten.
Wow.
So.
She's going down.
We're going to close out our show with Royce's 10 things that NBA players need to be doing during the lockout to stay out of trouble. So, Royce, I give the floor to you, sir.
Okay, but before I start, I'm going to say that not all players are looking to play overseas basketball. They'll find other things to do. Blake Griffin is working at as an intern at funnyordie.com. It's a like a, they do like ha-ha videos. You know, it's backed by Will Ferrell. And, you know, he's always been able to crack people up at press conferences.
True,
so,
true.
You know, plus he plays for the Clippers. He's got to have a sense of humor playing for the Clippers. Chris Bosh is going to do a stint on L.A. on Law and Order. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
And what are you going to do on Law and Order?
I have no idea. He may play a murderer. Who knows? You know, he could be a boogeyman or something. I don't know. But he's going to be on Law and Order. I'm looking forward to that. And then you had a few other assistant coaches like Patrick Ewing, D. Brown, Jeff Hornacek. They're going over to Africa to work for Basketball Without Borders. I think that's pretty good.
That's cool.
And LeBron James was in Barcelona the other day. He visited the Olympics swimming pool that they had over there. And somebody dared him, and he took a dive off the platform. So LeBron may be getting into swimming next. So who knows?
Let's hope not.
But not everybody.
He's not going to be too successful at that either.
Right, but not everybody is going to look to play basketball. Some of them are doing other things, while others are getting in trouble. And then you have some that don't have anything to do. But so I came up with a list of things that they can do as long as the strike's going on in the off season, or if there is no basketball. The number one thing would be to mentor younger kids. Say, for instance, the Boys Club, the YMCA, after-school program.
That's not bad.
That's not a bad idea. Number two, they could work at concession stands at these football games.
Okay.
That'd be something to bring in income.
Okay.
The third thing, they could do maintenance work, changing light bulbs. You don't need a ladder if you're 7 feet tall
okay.
to change light bulbs. So that'd be one. They could take a career in painting because they can do ceilings.
Oh, yeah, it's true. I
really?
Right now.
Yeah, they want to stand up on a ladder for that. Those with degrees can be a substitute teacher.
That'd be kind of awkward.
It'd be kind of awkward.
Walking in, especially when school starts, you walk in there, your substitute is.
Yeah, but you have a degree.
Tyson Chandler or somebody.
You have a degree, why not use it? You know, landscaping.
Okay.
I'd like to see some of them guys out cutting yard.
That would be fun.
Another one could be a caddy. Tiger Woods is currently looking for a new caddy. You can go caddy for Tiger Woods.
Okay. You know? That might not be a bad gig, though.
Right.
That might not be a bad gig at all.
Those are those in shape, like Dwight Howard. It could be a personal trainer.
Okay.
So that could be one job. This one I said, and I kind of threw it as a joke, those that still have money can do loan sharking. So, I mean, you know.
Hey, the economy's bad enough.
That's right.
You
can open up a loan company.
If you give me if I give you $100 a day, you have to give me $200 next week.
and you know what, Lo? That sounds like a title company.
And you know, since Shaq's not working, he could be your enforcer. Since you know, Shaq's coming to get the money next week. Yeah, the money fried or so.
You got the money?
Say, man, you got the money. So,
I'll dunk you.
Yeah. And I just came up with this one. Actually, I added one. They could be security at some of these football games because apparently they don't have enough.
That's true.
You know. And the last thing they could do, since it does run over into the next year, they can work for H&R Block. They could be tax preparers. So that's 10 things you can do to kind of get yourself back on track while they still like
it. I like that list.
If anybody else have any suggestions, call in. We'll take them Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
But it'll be something to think about.
Yeah, we're going to post that list online so everybody can get a chance to refer back to that. But that was a good list. That was a good list.
All of 5 minutes to make that up.
It was a good list. Guys, it's been a great show. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in on a Wednesday night, staying up late with us. We're sorry about the delay, but we'll be right back on schedule next Wednesday. But don't miss this Friday Night Football Tailgate, DeSoto versus Leander. Big, big things happening at Deep End. And don't miss our Deep End Saturday broadcast with the breakdown, our show, and Icebreaker Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's been real. Send us an email, rfsportsradio@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/RF Sports Radio or our website, rfsportsradio.com. For everyone here at Deep End, it's been real. We'll see you guys in a few days. So stay tuned right here at Deep End Radio.
Deep End Media.